We have to hit some market movers here. Those stocks moving on the Yahoo Finance trending ticker page. And I'm locked and loaded on the movie sector. Good weekend for Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings, hauled in over $90 million over the Labor Day weekend, Jared. Tell me, that has to be good news for AMC. What are you seeing on the charts?
I think so, and good news for the Wall Street Reddit army here. Now, let's take a look. This is a longer-term chart, six months of AMC. This doesn't even capture the original burst that we had in January and February, but you can see this is a solid technical setup here. We had this consolidation that we were noting for just about over 2 months, and then we broke to the upside, still respecting these short-term trend lines. So looking fairly bullish on the technical setup for AMC Entertainment. And then on the fundamental side, guess what? We got GameStop earnings this week. Brian, and I know you're checking out the numbers there. The company is still kind of a black box. I don't think
I'm also checking out the calendar because I misspoke. It's actually Tuesday. It's not Monday, but please do continue.
There you go. Yeah. So GameStop, you can get into some of the numbers there, but I'm not sure how relevant they're going to be. Still kind of looking for their breakout strategy. But there's another six-month chart, and let's take this back to the beginning of the year so we can see that additional spike. 1, 2, 3, and we got a smaller one right here, but still maintaining those gains. I mean, who would have thought in February, March, Sazi, that we'd still be talking about GameStop as a $200 stock? That still kind of blows my mind sometimes.
Jared, I'm looking at that chart, and I'm no technical analyst here, but it's making lower highs. Is that bearish or bullish?
That's an excellent question, Brian. So let's take a look at the chart here. This is what I would call a consolidation. So the definition of an uptrend is when you have higher highs and higher lows. So you're going like this, boom, boom, boom. But here we're just kind of feeling out what direction we want to go in. And so we had a test in June of these earlier highs from March. And that is correct. We have lower highs right here. We don't have confirmation of that, but theoretically, this is how I'm kind of seeing the market action right now, just this giant consolidation. And it could go on for a few more months, and then you have a breakout. Could go to the upside, could go to the downside. But bottom line, this stock is coiling for a really big move. And I know we see it move 10% and think that's something, but we've seen it move 100% before. And like I said, we don't know the direction, but from consolidation periods come extended moves.
Jared, let's stay on these meme stocks here. Maybe you could pull up Robinhood. I was just talking to Kathy Wood about that on Friday. She is bullish on Robinhood. She was a buyer of Robinhood in early August. That set the stock really off into a tizzy. I mean, it went absolutely through the roof. It has come back down, but she's told us, and we'll have more on this later on in the show, but did tell me she doesn't expect payment for order flow to be banned, which is obviously, that would be good for Robinhood.
Yeah, and we saw that in the news. Gary Gensler, who's the chief watchdog for stocks in the U.S., head of the SEC, or at least a chair, he's been making noise about potentially getting rid of payment for order flow. He said that option is on the table. Well, that's Robinhood's whole business there, and it's also a big part of Citadel and Virtu Financial's business. They're on the opposite side. They're paying Robinhood for those client orders. So it has huge implications for a number of companies in the industry, but probably not so much for even the investing public overall. I've been critical of it in the past. I don't think it's necessarily as big a deal as people make it out to be, but let's face it, there are firms making windfall profits on these moves. And anytime that happens, there's probably pocket that's basically broadcast in their pockets where there should be a little bit more innovation. Without getting too much into the weeds here, because this would easily be a 5-minute conversation about market microstructure. And it looks like we do have the bell here in less than a minute. My bottom line on Robinhood is this is a big company. I was looking for them in my heat map here. They're in the bottom left. If we go to a market cap company, all right, $36 billion, they're just out of the gate. This is a pretty much a brand new company. And they're in that phase where they have to focus on becoming or maintaining profitability. They have been profitable, but also protecting their business and also protecting their customers because they've gotten that $70 million fine from FINRA because of all those lapses. So see if they can rebuild and hopefully serve their customers a little bit more. Sounds like we got the opening bell here. And we got the safety company.
Yeah, MSA Safety ringing that opening bell, Jared, commemorating the 20th anniversary of September 11th. You see executives down at the New York Stock Exchange ringing that open bell to really honor the thousands of lives lost on that tragic day. Now, Jared, where were you on September 11th?
I was in my apartment. I was working from home that day. I did have that flexibility. Wow. And I was just locked in front of the TV. I really couldn't do anything else for hours. I was just and simply in shock. But definitely one of those days that you always remember where you were.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know for me, I was just trying to get out of college. Packed parking lots, definitely something you never forget. And hopefully, obviously, we never see ever again.